When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Another Monday, another victory on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, the Eagles beat the Baltimore Ravens, 8 straight wins. Your thoughts?
Victory! There we go.
Never a doubt.
You know it's big when Fritz, when Fritz joins in.
Yep.
You know it's big when Fritz joins in.
Listen, great job by you two. Off of 5 days rest, man. I appreciate it. I felt all the energy.
Well,
there.
I also felt your eyes on me. I knew I was being watched, so I knew I had to be all in. I knew it was more about Jack, but I knew I had to be all in.
Never about me. It's about the team.
All right. So the Philadelphia Eagles have won 8 straight games after a tough win, probably the last game of the season they'll be underdogs in, against the Baltimore Ravens. Cold, down 9-0, second straight week the game starts and I'm like, oh no, and the second straight week they got it together. Not only are the Philadelphia Eagles much better than I thought they would be, as good as any team in the NFL. I don't know who's best, but the Eagles are as good as any team in the NFL. Not only am I surprised about how good they are, it is how they are good that I didn't see coming, that I don't know that any of us could have seen coming. You know, coming into this year, the best case scenario for the Eagles, how are they going to win, is by having a passable defense and an offense full of weapons and explosion and all that kind of sort of stuff. And after 4 weeks of the season going into the bye, they decided that is not the team that they were, and they decided the team that they were going to be, and they became that team. And they became a team with a dominant defense who muscles the other team, who basically bullies the other team on offense until they fall apart in the third quarter when they just can't take it anymore. And they decided they were going to be a tougher team than the other team every week. And I think it is a reflection overall. Everybody deserves credit. It is a reflection of the coach and the job that the coach has done to get them not only to perform at this level, but to buy into it and to be this team, to be the tougher team every week. So I'm I'm just excited and impressed. I never saw this coming. Not just a great team, but this kind of great team. And we feel we're lucky, man. I mean.
Let me out the cage.
All right. Well,
Let me out the cage.
You always need to catch your breath. So it's just wait. All right.
Let me out of the cage.
You're out of the cage.
Listen.
Yes.
Yesterday, confirmation, best team in the NFL plays right here in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
Flat out. I've been saying it for a couple weeks, really since they beat Washington. They needed to go on the road and take care of the Rams, and they needed to get through that game yesterday. I didn't know how it was going to play out. I would have been perfectly okay with the split. They happened to sweep the Rams and the Baltimore Ravens on the road in consecutive weeks. Rams are a good football team. Not a great football team, but a good football team. And that's a quality win they got on a Sunday night out there in Los Angeles. Then to travel back here, be underdogs on a holiday weekend down there in Baltimore, and then play the way that they play. Listen, I don't know what the hell to do about the first quarters. I don't. They're gonna drive me crazy, and they just start. I don't know what to do about it, you know. Yeah, I don't care. It's been 13 weeks, and you try to say, okay, this is what they've been like all year. You should expect this, and have your emotions in check.
Nah.
That never happens. Never happens. I'm mad as hell yesterday. We're down 9-0. I mean, we basically let the Ravens go down the field on us twice with no problem, as if we hadn't played defense all year, and then our offense looked completely as if they had no idea what they wanted to do. What was that? We didn't get a first down until the second quarter. I mean, I'm sorry. After the first play of the game, when we gave the ball to the MVP, right?
That was a first down, but right. Then I don't think we had another one until the second quarter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, this team drives me crazy, and I love them to death. I love this team to death because you know why? This is not a perfect team, Spike. They're not a perfect team, and that's a positive because that means there's room to grow. There's room to get better as a team, even at this stage of the season. Wait till this passing game starts to pick up. And we'll get into it. It's on 118. Y'all look, Listen, Coach Sirianni was in his bag after the game. Oh. He got his back up. He got to defending his quarterback. I love to see it. It was unnecessary, but I love to see it. I do. He's defending Jalen yesterday with his 118 yards of passing and 11 completions. All right, whatever, man. Jalen, for at least three drives, was awesome. He was awesome in that second quarter, right? The two scoring drives.
He was.
He made some key throws. And late in that game, the key third down throw to Dallas Goedert was awesome as well. So he did some good things yesterday. But that game yesterday, quite frankly, and I hope my brother is in the car right now and listening. He may be still at the station listening. But, Hugh, the idea that the defense is a luxury? What?
It's like it's like the Eagles are playing just to prove Hugh wrong at this point.
Are you kidding me? Where would we be without this defense? Where would we be? I know Saquon's the MVP of the league and the team. I get that. That's going offensively. I'm just saying defensively, where would we be as a team? How good would we be if this defense wasn't playing at this level? They just went into Baltimore and bullied the bully. Oh, I love it.
The best offense in the NFL.
I love it all year.
They've been the best offense in the NFL.
And they pride themselves on being the bully. And I love the fact that we answered that, man. Because this, Jack, now, Spike, you weren't here last year. But, Jack, doggone it, it may be a year to the date. That San Francisco 49er game was, my goodness. You're talking about getting your manhood taken. Pardon me, but I'm just saying.
Well, it ended the season.
Yes. I mean, we didn't recover from it. Yesterday? Could have had the same effect. Now, obviously, this team is different than what that team was last year. But the idea of going up and playing against a physical team like this and in their house and playing the way that we – I don't even care about that last touchdown. They scored 12 points yesterday as far as I'm concerned. They scored 12 points, and Lamar looked like he didn't know what was going on for the majority of that game. He had a couple drives where he made some plays, but for the most part, that defense was outstanding yesterday. Vic Fangio, my goodness. The way you got these young Bucks playing is I can name all of them. They all contributed yesterday, every last one of them. You can go up and down the line, the two D tackles, along with Milton Williams, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. You want to go to the outside, the young Bucks, Jalen Hunt, and Nolan Smith. My goodness, Nolan Smith since the bye week has been a completely different player than what we hoped we were getting when they drafted him out of Georgia. And the young secondary, it's tattered, and they still battled all game. The Exciting Whites was out there balling yesterday. Now, listen, Cooper DeJean. Now, listen, I haven't seen people do that to Derrick Henry much.
He picked him up.
King Henry, you picked up like that, man.
He body slammed
and
him.
Drove him into the ground.
Yeah.
Woo, Lord. All right, you got something you want to say there, Fritzy? I can keep going, man. I'm excited. We got a defensive squad in the city.
Yep.
Listen, we love the offense. I love all the offensive skill position players. But damn it.
Yeah.
This city is built on defense. And there's nothing like having the identity of your football team being defined by aggressive, attacking, opportunistic, nasty. Ooh, Jalen Carter, just nasty. Ooh, nasty. Took him to Pound Town yesterday, man.
Pound Town on both sides.
Man. All day.
Oh, my God.
All right, man, I'm going to combust.
All right.
Let me chill out.
Doesn't even need a blue chew.
No, not at all.
Blue chew. That's the last thing I need.
4-hour show. We're going to be fine.
Everything's great.
Yep.
Permission to be excited about the Eagles for 5 seconds?
Get in there.
No, dude. I think you laid it out pretty well there, Ike. I'll try to one-up you. All right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's the Philadelphia football team.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
They run the ball. They're physical. And you're proud of them. I wasn't proud.
You weren't proud of that team last year or 2022.
Or 2022. I thought, you know, they were good. They beat up a lot of bad teams. They're winning real games now. Like, they're
three straight real games.
Real games.
You could say four.
It's like, oh, the Rams game. That's a trap game. All right. Then they come back, and then they go down to the Ravens pride themselves on being the team that takes it to you. That is what John Harbaugh preaches. And they got freaking bullied yesterday. And I always hold the 0-4 team in very, very high regard. I think that's the best team, single team I've seen in this city.
Yeah!
I think this team is right there with them. I thought the 0-4 team is better than the 17 team.
I agree.
I thought the 0-4 team is better than the 22 team.
I agree.
I think this is the best Eagles team of my lifetime outside of
0-4. Boy.
I do.
Uh-oh.
I do.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
They're really freaking good.
They are good.
215-592-9494. Two more things about what you said, Ike.
Yes.
First, about the two wins on the road against the Rams and the Ravens. Both those teams, those were important. Those are teams that are fighting for their lives right now. The Ravens are 8-4, now 8-5, in a tough AFC. This game was a big game for the Eagles, but it was a big game for the Ravens.
Probably bigger for the Ravens.
For the Ravens. Yeah. And the Rams as well. The Rams are fighting for their playoff lives, have gotten it together, have left themselves not a lot of wiggle room to make the playoffs. So are they one of the three or four best teams in the NFL? The Rams? No, but that is a good team on the road and a team that was fighting for their lives. And the second thing that you said that I wanted to bring up was you said they're not a perfect team, and they're not. But what has been great about the team is that it just seems like when one part of the team doesn't have it going, the other part will step up and take do what it needs
good
to do to keep them.
Football.
Yeah,
complimentary football.
And you can talk about this multiple times through the season, but I think, you know, the offense coming through for the defense yesterday. Defense played great yesterday. Mm-hmm. But when they needed that drive to really end the game, that 7-play, I think, 70-some-yard drive.
All runs.
Yeah, when it was just like, you need to give the defense a break. You've had so many three and outs. You had a few three and outs to start the second half. I think it was 2 3 and outs. And I just felt like,
we had like 3 or 4 good drives that whole game offensively.
But they needed them. I mean, those were drives they needed. And that one in the second half, I just felt like, man, if we don't get a drive here, the Ravens are going to end up scoring because we're going to be on the field too much. And they got a drive when they needed to. And they've been that way all year long.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I didn't feel until Superman scored that touchdown. I didn't feel safe.
No, absolutely not.
I didn't feel safe. I mean, we're in Baltimore. You give Lamar Jackson the ball late in a one-possession game, this dude can make magic down the field by just running around.
Sure.
That's what I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be in that situation.
And
so we needed that to be a two-score game.
And the wild thing about the slow starts is we focus on the offense, but the defense kind of starts slow too. They started slow against the Rams. They started slow against the Ravens.
Yep.
They started slow against Cincinnati.
Yep.
You remember they drove up and down the field against Cincinnati, and then you just
they made adjustments.
They make adjustments, and it doesn't seem like they panic. You know, they're down 9-0. They don't go away from the run game. They don't panic on offense. And then on defense, even when they got sliced up in the beginning of the Bengals game, sliced up in the beginning of the Rams game, sliced up in the beginning of this game too. And whatever it is, whether it's communication on the sideline, whether it's Fangio making adjustments, whatever it is, they settle in and they play good football on both sides.
If you take out the first quarter, the best team in the history of football. I mean, they have the best defense ever, and they score in the 30s.
We don't score in that first quarter. I don't know what that is.
17, I think, first quarter points this year.
Total.
Yeah, in 12 games. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, Jackie Frizz, boy, you able to jump on the train, baby. Hey, everybody, give me some. Hey, man, listen, I'm lost for words again.
Yep. That's what I do to people.
I don't care about Baltimore. See, I was never worried. See, y'all hype Lamar up.
Oh, you are sick, man.
Y'all hype him up 2 times. I told y'all.
Yeah, Jalen took him down yesterday, baby. Jalen took down another GOAT.
Nah, listen. When game on the line, wasn't Ken arguing with you last week's fight? That boy Lamar, he ain't going to let you win the game. He always going to give you opportunity. He's a 2-time MVP, but when the game on the line, the boy going to fold. Listen, man. His defense, Zach Bond, if you look at his numbers right now, he got better numbers than Luke Kuechly had his MVP defensive player of the season year. Like, and he ain't even in consideration. He like plus 7,000, and he got better numbers than Luke Kuechly. And like I said, Superman, hey, if you keep giving him the ball, gonna break one. Like it's like when you Bryce Harper, like a top pitcher, you know, Barry Bonds, keep pitching it to him, keep playing around with him. You're going to break one. That boy Saquon Barkley, he a bad man. Y'all can say all y'all want. Game manager, try him if you want to. They say he can't throw if you want to. Go ahead. And question, say he can't beat you with his arm. Or whoever, I want the team to do that. Because y'all going to be in for a rude awakening, man. I'm so happy about this team. Hey, Ike, who's the toughest team? Who's the toughest division in the NFL?
Who, the AFC North?
Hey, man, we about to be the AFC North champ. Hey, and one more week, we need the boom. Get the boom, dog, everybody, because they so tough. But they ain't tough.
If they beat Pittsburgh, that's an impressive sweep of that
get
division.
Get the boom, baby. And guess what? Every year is always something. Remember, we ain't winning Cincinnati. We ain't winning New Orleans. We ain't winning Baltimore. Hey, guess what? y'all? We ain't never beat Russell Wilson. It's coming up. It's coming up, baby. It's the revenge tour.
Oh, that's right. We haven't beat Russell Wilson.
It's the revenge tour, baby.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And you got them coming for you. We got our coach, all the disrespect you got, man. I love this team. Jack, you. I ain't going to say they got to finish. I ain't going to say they better than anybody yet. Now they play.
Got
to
finish this thing, see.
We got to finish. Hey, you saw the way CJ Gardner-Johnson rallied his troops on the sideline.
I did.
Jalen Hurts was when the offense was struggling. Hurts and AJ O'Line was.
I liked it.
We've been waiting for that, baby.
Yeah, I saw it. And Corey, you needed it more than anyone after what happened on Saturday. You really did.
To get
emasculated like that.
That's what we're doing. Yeah. Hey, that's what we're doing.
Jack just planted his flag in the middle of your field right there.
Bang! Where's Jason Avant?
Hey, y'all. Hey, Penn State, we're giving y'all opportunity. Don't let us down. But
what are you talking about?
All right.
Oh my God!
By the way,
nice comeback by you. Are you holding on to that?
Yeah, he was waiting.
Oh my goodness!
Well, Jack came out super positive. Best Eagles team he's seen in his life. It took one call from Corey to just turn Jack back into Jack.
Yep.
215-592-9494.
That's a tough one to hit him with, right there.
Yeah, listen,
that's a tough one.
Oh, hey, we build up and then we tear down.
Is that how we do it?
It's a WIP model.
Yep. We are, by the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's. Brandon Graham Show will be here. BG will be here at 6
How about
o'clock.
BG,
man,
yesterday.
Yep. He was like,
I told you he was going to make his presence felt.
Coach BG.
Him and Jalen celebrating the locker room. Jalen did his signature thing.
Yeah.
And then
worried about
bring personality out of jail.
And then 7 o'clock is Players Lounge. Is it?
I have no idea.
Okay, so it'll be Ike.
Would be a good night for Cooper DeGene.
We don't know. It'd be a good night for any of them. It would be a good night for Cooper.
I totally agree.
But we don't know if it's going to be Cooper. But it'll be good no matter what.
Did you feel the Delaware Valley shake yesterday when he picked up there?
You know what I felt? I felt the Fanatics website shaking as every dad in the Delaware Valley bought the Cooper DeGene jersey for their kid.
Yep.
Did you order one for Walker yet?
He still got his little Hurts jersey.
Okay.
We're going to have to change that up.
I might have to get me a Cooper jersey, man.
Wow. Man. We'll have to ask our side of the delegation whether you can wear a Cooper DeGene jersey. 215-592-9494. Colin,
I vouch for Cooper.
Yes, I'll tell you what.
You know, you see him on the draft. Yep.
Ike sings Creed at 5:30 5 days a week. He's allowed to wear the Cooper DeGene jersey.
Vouch for him.
Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey. All right. First, Spike. I called in beginning of the season before the season started.
You said they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I thought they could beat Baltimore, and you stopped. So I got to bust your chops a little bit. I just had to bring that up. Sorry.
Hell, I actually thought they were going to lose yesterday, too.
Especially after that first series. I was like, Jalen sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then they turned around. And, all right, let me get going. I got to start with, they put the boom, baby.
They did bring the boom.
That is what they do. I was watching highlights. Jalen Carter, for as disruptive as he was, he could have been so
Colin,
much
are you crying?
They didn't hold him, like, every play, hands to the face constantly. This boy is the – he's not a baby rhino. He's like a big old black rhino, baby.
Oh, slow down. Slow down.
Whoa, Colin.
This guy. What,
hold up.
Cooper to Gene, that reminded me of...
Colin.
Straight from that to Cooper?
Yeah, Colin.
That
Colin.
Reminded me of when Dawkins stopped the bus, dead in his tracks that one game.
Man.
The bus never gets stopped.
Let's pull it
together.
It
was like
here,
the bus
man.
Hit a brick wall, and that's exactly what King Henry did.
Yeah. Right. King Henry's
DJ, a fraud. DJ, after his speech... to the defense, what, after the second series,
yeah.
They were a completely different team.
Yep.
Saquon, it was just a matter of time. He kept on chipping. There was a few where he was one broken tackle away from taking
it to
the
house. Of those. Yes.
A couple of them, baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
those.
And when he scored that touchdown, when he went to the sideline, I loved seeing BG was like the first person that gave him a pat on the back. Because it was heartbreaking getting that BG
news,
not being there. Yeah. And they better, like Vic Fangio says, they better not do him like Dawkins. They better bring him back. Because he is one of the hearts and soul of that team. Becton,
a little different than the Dawkins situation.
Where did Becton come from? This
New York.
Dude is a monster. And to have a guard his size, he has been a phenomenal pickup. It was.
You got to pay him too, don't we?
18 hours later, and I still feel like I'm about to jump out of my skin. I want to run through a wall, headbutt people. I can't wait. Now I'm going this week to the Carolina game. I expect them not to have a letdown game.
Well.
They cannot look past Carolina to the Steelers. They make it past these next two because Detroit has a very hard schedule coming up. If they can make it past Carolina and not get into a trap and get past that Steelers defense, oh, baby! I am sick of pink. Yesterday was the first two series, I was so irritated.
Yeah.
My little daughter, she was jumping all over me. She does the Eagles chant. And I had to walk away. I'm like, hon, I need to go down the basement. And I'm just standing there pacing back and forth in front of our TV. And then they started to turn around. Halftime, I went back upstairs, was a completely different person, happy. And it was, I told my boys that if they can get up by two scores, they cannot let the Ravens had the last possession.
Right.
Down by nothing less than two scores. And Saquon just, he shut the book. MVP, baby! A-A-J-O-E-S, Eagles!
All right. Are we cutting Colin a little slack for the Rhino comment?
Well,
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
So much
bigger. We've been letting a lot slide around here lately, so I guess it's okay. I'm getting away with saying a lot, too, and I guess others, yeah.
We're all friends here, right?
Yeah, we're all friends. It's all, we don't see color. Could have been a white rhino.
Yeah. Could
have just said rhino.
You could have said a rhino. Well, I was about to ask him to snort, because I think he would have snorted on the air. And then he said black rhino.
Yeah he was melting down. Yeah. What a call. Yeah.
What do you think it's like watching an Eagles game with Colin?
Are you kidding me?
They might need to take the daughter out of the house during football games. Might be a good move moving
and
forward.
And maybe score in the first quarter.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and not scoring in the first quarter has everybody on edge.
Yeah. Well, at some point.
It's part of our identity.
They could change that part of the identity. It'd be okay with me. If you didn't hear Nick Sirianni's post-game celebration and hard work speech, we will play that for you next. Nick also speaks at 3:15-ish. Then Donovan McNabb joins us at 4.
5!
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays. Perfect gift. Everybody loves a Chickies and Pete's gift card. Buy it in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
There we go. Go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Should I start making dinner reservations for New Orleans?
Seriously, man. I've never hung out in New Orleans.
Oh, you haven't?
No, so I played down there, obviously, a couple times. But I've never, like, hung out in New Orleans. I've never gone, you guys would know, Essence Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Things of that nature. Like, I haven't gone down for any of those festivities. So, yeah, this would be my first. And we would be there early in the week, so I would be able to get all my partying in early in the week.
So the cool thing about New Orleans
Friday
is a friend of mine, Tommy from down the shore's friend, Amos, has spent a lot of time in New Orleans. So when I went there with my wife, he gave me a lot of, hey, do this, hey, do that.
Right.
The cool thing about New Orleans is you put away the Bourbon Street stuff to the side. That's not
that's
my
all
thing.
I know, yeah.
It's such a haunted, spooky town.
Right? Yeah.
Like, dude,
got the voodoo stuff going on.
Oh,
right?
And the ghost tours and the, and for you guys, not for me, food is awesome. I mean, you can
eat
and eat.
A lot of spicy food, though, right?
Yeah, but you can do it without the spicy if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a good town. We'll want to go home by Wednesday, but but Monday will be good.
As we usually do.
As we do. Yeah. Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now at marks-jewelers.com. Which team is better, this Eagles team or the 2022 Eagles? What do you think the vote is?
We're such prisoners of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So
again, Saquon was the best free agent signing in the history of the city last week.
Yeah, over Bryce. Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, I would imagine it's in favor of this year's team, and I'll go 73%.
81% this year's team. 81%.
81.
215-592-9494. Well, actually,
you want to look into that a little deeper, though?
Yeah. Hold on. Before we get to Andy, yeah. I know Jack just said he thinks it's the best team since 2004. Comparing this team to the 2022 team, I think the personnel differences are pretty clear, right? I mean, we had Fletcher, we had Kelsey at that point, what's his name?
Hassan Reddick.
And Javon Hargrave. So personnel-wise, there were more standout veterans defensively on that team. But there's something about the way that this defense plays that feels tougher, you know? Am I just prisoner of the moment?
Yeah, you're prisoner of the moment. But it's okay, because I think we all are. And just be honest, we like this team. These are young players that we feel like are going to be here, that we're going to get a chance to continue to watch them grow. That team they put together in 2022, the numbers aren't even close. Turnovers, sacks, things of that nature.
They go toward that team.
Of course. Yeah. It's not even close.
We've had some bad luck on turnovers this year, I think. Even yesterday, Baltimore fumbled twice.
Oh, man, Church's money was on the ground, man, and we didn't pick it up.
Well, we fumbled twice as well, right?
Yes.
Two times? Yeah, Jalen did and Saquon did.
Yes.
Yeah.
That Saquon scared the Jesus out of me. I didn't even know Jalen fumbled the ball until I saw the replay.
Yeah.
I just knew the tush. I was like, something didn't look right there. And it was a false start, and we fumbled the ball. It was like that thing looked disjointed altogether.
Yeah, I just – and
I give the advantage to this offense, though.
Yeah, well, I mean
– because of Saquon.
And if they're both running offenses, this one has Saquon. You know what I mean?
Here's what I'll say about that offense. Here's what I'll say about that offense. That offense's passing game was better.
Yeah.
Right? We don't even have a damn passing game to speak of right now.
We really don't.
I know it's there when we throw it to AJ, but I don't want it thrown to anybody else, especially while Devontae's out. Devontae played in, I think, every game that year.
I do wonder how much of the lowered effectiveness of the passing game, because that was a real heavy RPO offense in 22, and that's just not as successful. Generally, I thought they did pretty well overall yesterday, but I wonder if the league adjusting to the RPO hurt the passing game for the
Jalen was a more dynamic player in 2022. He was literally the best player in football that year. Like, when we talk about him being in the MVP race, he was – anyone he was just there because the team was good, like Jared Goff is right now. No, like, Jalen was the engine on the offense that year in 2022.
Jack, you think they're better than 22?
So, I think so. And my case for the defense on this defense –
2022 was good.
It was. And the sack numbers will not be there, won't even be close. We know that team was much better.
Yeah.
But also, the quality of opponent, I think, does matter. I mean – that 22 team, I'm looking through it right now. I mean, after Minnesota week two, Washington, who they had no quarterback, Jacksonville, they did well, but that was in the snow, or that was in the rain here.
Yep, I remember that game.
Kyler, Arizona, Dallas, they did well against there. But then they went Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett, who stinks, obviously. Houston, that was before CJ Stroud. Washington again, Indianapolis, Green Bay with Rodgers, but he hung 33 on them.
Yep.
Tennessee with Tannehill, terrible. Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, and then Dak hung 34 on them. Like, what they've done against McVay again, what they did against Jaden Daniels, what they did against Baltimore.
Jaden Daniels is a rookie.
He was, but at that point, they were the third highest scoring offense in the league.
Burrow.
The New Orleans at that point, and now we look at New Orleans as, wow.
Yeah, but they were scoring 45 points a game at that
great.
Point.
And they held Atlanta to 22 points. There's a little difference in the quality of opponent this year, I think, that I would give the edge to.
Slight edge. I could go either way. I just I know how dynamic that 22 defense was, and they had playmakers on all three levels. Like, we had an all-pro secondary. Damn near, CJ GJ should have made the Pro Bowl that year. Reed Blankenship was our third safety.
James Bradbury.
James Bradbury was all-pro. He was all-pro
right
that year at corner. And so was Slay.
You know, the most surprising
and
thing
and our defensive line doesn't even compare. We had like five guys with 10 sacks.
The most surprising thing comparing this year's team with the 2022 team, and this is not disrespect to Jason Kelce or Fletcher Cox at all, even a little bit, but I would have never imagined that the two players who took the roles from those two players would be as close, I'm not saying as good as, but as close to those guys as Cam Jurgens and Jalen Carter are playing. I mean, that is outrageous to have a Hall of Fame center, a possibly Hall of Fame tackle
certainly
in Fletcher Cox.
Certainly has an argument, yes.
Yeah, has an argument. To be replaced by two guys who are at the beginning of their careers, this is second year for both of them, but are from an effectiveness standpoint, not a leadership standpoint, from an effectiveness on the field standpoint, I can't believe that those two guys are as close as those two guys.
Well, listen, I've said this. Well, Jalen Carter was arguably the best player in that draft. So his talent was unquestionable. It's always been about work ethic, maturity. You play hard all the time. Like, the talent has never been a question with Jalen Carter. It's great to see him dominating the way that he's been dominating this year. And even with Cam Jurgens, remember I said this earlier in the year, out of no disrespect to Jason, that I thought Cam Jurgens was the better athlete of the two. Like, he's a little bit bigger, just as athletic. You know, Jason got through with smarts and guile and toughness and knowing the game. He wasn't going to overpower you. It was about angles and stuff, and neither is Cam. It's the reason why Cam was a second-round draft pick and Jason was a sixth-round draft pick.
Sure.
Like the
measurables were better.
Yeah, yep. The measurables were better. So, and he got the benefit of waiting 2 years to play.
Sure.
The one thing Fletcher had that year, Fletcher had a great supporting cast.
Yeah.
On that, man, Javon Hargrave. He had an all-pro year.
11 and a half sacks as a defensive tackle.
As a defensive tackle. We talked about Hassan Reddick. How many sacks did he have that year?
17 and a half, right?
I think BG had his career high in sacks that year.
It's really, I think,
just the starting four.
It's a credit to Fangio, I think, to Howie, and to that they are, that the defense is as good as it is, with the defensive line being just sort of outside of Jalen Carter, just guys that are either figuring it out, journeyman in, not Brandon's not a journeyman, but a guy in the last year of his career.
Yeah.
You know, guys that if I had told you after the final preseason game, when Nolan Smith played basically the whole game, I didn't even know if he was going to be on the team anymore. Who plays in the final preseason game as much as he did?
Yeah.
To say that we would be getting this sort of effectiveness out of this defense without having those playmakers.
Yeah.
It's just a credit to all of them. It's a sum greater than the parts sort of thing.
I completely agree with you, and Vic Fangio deserves a lot of credit. I think his influence in the building sometimes goes unnoticed. He is an old school coach. He wants his defense to play a certain way. In order for his defense to play a certain way, they have to practice a certain way. So in order for that to happen, the head coach has to be okay with that.
Well, and I just
like the head coach has to be okay with the physical practices and putting on pads and everything else, because that's what Vic Fangio wants to do with his defense.
And I keep going back to right around, I forget when it was.
Started in training camp.
Maybe it was after the Tampa game. Whenever it was that Sirianni just came out in the press conference and he said, we're just missing tackles over the place.
It was like a week before that, and it led.
Yep.
He went like on a 2 or 3 week run where he was just talking about the tackling.
Missing tackles.
Every week.
And now it doesn't seem like they miss tackles at all. They might be the best tackling team. I mean, when they, especially in the open field, when you see one of our guys, whether it's N'Kobe Dean, whether it's Zach Bond, whether it's Cooper DeJean, whether it's Quinion Mitchell, one-on-one, they find a way to stop those guys. It's unbelievable.
Before we go to the phone, I got to take a moment to pat myself on the back, as well as all the other old school football fans and analysts, former players, that we complained, we bitched, we moaned about a lack of physical practices, being out there, playing a game a certain way, this idea that the less you practice and they don't put on pads and all this other stuff and keeping everybody healthy is the way to go.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Tuesdays with Elliot.
When they started, when they got off of that train and decided we're going to practice tackling and practice form tackling, we're going to put on the pads every week. This is why they are the football team that they are, a physical, tough-minded football team. You don't get to be that by just talking about it and idolizing and just having, oh, I wonder what it would be like if, you know what, if we can get everybody off the field in 40 minutes and get them off their feet and get them some smoothies and get them into the meeting rooms, they're going to rest and recover and be the greatest. Hell no. And that's Vic Fangio, man. That's an old school coach coming in here saying, listen, you want us to be a respectable defense, you want us to be able to be a complementary defense to what you want to do on offense, then this is what I need to do to have this team play, my defense play the way I wanted to play.
And we talk about Jalen Carter, right? And you said the reason that he wasn't the top pick in the draft was because of issues with his commitment, his work ethic.
Maturity, yep, the motor.
The guy plays every snap.
It's unbelievable.
And he gets held on every snap. And I think, you know, we heard early in the year. And
he should be in the hunt for Defensive Player of the Year, by the way.
I think
he should be in the conversation.
I forget if it was Baldy. I think it was Baldy or Mike Lombardi said, hey, these guys, we're out of shape, and
no,
that's
Lombardi.
Important.
Yep,
and there's no way Jalen Carter is playing 100% of the snaps and is out of shape right now.
No.
There's just no way.
He might be in his best shape right now. He's a man on a mission.
Yeah, he seems like it.
Man, he took that jet sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Just the fact that his awareness to not be fooled on that action and still see the receiver coming back the other way and to make that play against a Zay Flowers. Whew.
You know, that play reminded me of something that Brandon does.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's not just being tougher and a better athlete. That is diagnosing what's going on and deciding, you know, where the ball is going to be.
Yes, sir.
And that's how Brandon has – one of the reasons Brandon was so effective this year is because he's played so long, he can think the game. Jalen Carter, knowing that play was going to happen and being able to stop it, not just plowing through an offensive lineman, but diagnosing the play and stopping it where it was, I thought was really impressive. 215-592-9494. Andy in Huntington Valley, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Not much. Hey, amen, Ike, on the old school and put on the pads.
Love
go
it.
Go back to basics.
Yep.
Yes. Forget this analytics nonsense. I'm so tired of the analytics. You know, Jim Johnson would be proud in his grave right now.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? There is no I in team. These guys play for each other. They play together. Each unit, you know, does their job. And before the game started, I said to the group I was with, they're going to beat them. And I got, like, weird looks. And when the game first started, it was like, uh-oh. I said, relax. And you know what? They just turn it on. It's really a beautiful thing to watch. And I hope the, you know, train keeps on rolling. The only game that gives me pause on this schedule that's left is Pittsburgh, because I think they're the real deal and I think they're well coached.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're a good team.
You're right on both accounts.
Yeah.
They are a good team and they are well coached.
And also, the Washington game is not a gimme.
That's not a gimme.
And they look good yesterday, and they were putting points up again.
Yep.
And who knows how much of, you know, Jaden Daniels had a bad few weeks. Who knows how much of that was him being hurt.
It happens.
And, you know, and he's a rookie, all that stuff.
Yep.
But the Washington game's not a gimme, and they will need that game too. That will be whether they're making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. So Carolina's playing better. I know the rest of our schedule is not as tough as Detroit's is.
Right.
However, the Washington game is not a gimme. The Steelers game is
definitely
not
a
gimme. And the Carolina game, I know we're 12-point favorites or whatever, but they've been playing better. This is not the same team that they were.
12-point favorites?
Yeah, 12.5, I think.
God.
It's a little frisky.
Yeah.
It's a little frisky. And the Eagles don't have the quarterback advantage in that game either.
Oh, shut up.
You just saying that or do you believe it?
I mostly believe
it.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, yeah. It's a great day, though.
It could be a little bit of both with him.
Yeah. okay, Andrew.
It's okay. Early for
WIP at 2 o'clock.
Wow, the 2 o'clock hour?
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Hey, what it do, fellas?
What it do?
Saquon Barkley, MVP of the league, yep.
Oh, MVP of the league, 100%. I said it when he was 100 or 150 to 1 odds. You already know. It's my first call. just a little tidbit. Penn State going to the Daddy. I mean, you know, shout out Corey for suffering.
That'd be
this
a nightmare.
Week. You know, it'd be fire. But going straight into it, my unsung heroes of the game: Quinyon, Braden Mann, the O line again,
Braden Mann,
Trenton Covey, and Nolan Smith.
Covey, what did Covey do?
Oh, would you stop?
He was pretty good punt returning yesterday.
Listen, we got a knife.
Was?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought Nick Sirianni made a good point about
that
him actually.
He was a magnet for contact. Dude, please put Cooper Shane back there.
Well,
he's a human crash dummy.
But I don't need. I'd let him take it. I don't need Cooper Dejean getting buried on a punt. Because you know what? Somebody, the way that he hits people, somebody is going to look at him and want to bury him the same way that he buried. I don't need him back there
for that.
Yeah.
I do have some negatives that Maddox should not be on the field. It should be Sidney Brown or Ringo, whatever the combination can be.
I forgot Avante Maddox was on the Eagles, actually, until that play.
Yeah, that's what normally happens. Yeah, that's what normally happens.
Why is he out there?
Well, they were short a guy, you know, yesterday. Is that it?
Hurts seems to be quicker and make more competent decisions. I know you guys, like, he's been playing well, and, like, I know you guys are 50-50 about him, you know. OG Wade might say otherwise. But he needs to make better decisions, and he needs to be quicker making the decisions.
Yeah, well, had a little bit of that. I thought yesterday.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
I thought yesterday he didn't do anything crazy. You wonder how much this offense can be dynamic when it's missing pieces. I like that first series. What is that? We throw the ball to Paris Campbell? We throw the ball to Brenton Covey? We throw a lateral to Will Shipley?
Well, I wonder, and I didn't.
What was that?
I didn't look at the game again yet, but I wonder how much was the push and pull of they run Saquon, and then, you know, the Baltimore defense, they have the second worst pass defense in the league.
Yeah.
So you wonder how much they're selling out in the middle of the field, and the Eagles say, well, here's an opportunity to throw the ball. Now, yet being down that one guy, it does make a difference not having Devontae, but I just wonder if some of the Will that throwing it to Will Shipley where they threw it to him was trying to get it, basically get a run play.
Sure it
was. But on the outside.
Sure it was.
You know, I
understand the idea of why they did it with Shipley. I was less irritated by that play than I was. We're going to bring Covey on third down. Like, what are we doing? Like the offense coming out is so vanilla, it's easy for a defense to defend it. There's nothing schematically that gets guys open.
From a pass standpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you're going to throw the ball three out of the first four plays, I mean, you got to give me more than Paris Campbell, a button hook, and an out route to Brenton Covey.
It's just hard to figure out why. I would love to know, like, why. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
I don't either. I don't know if it's personnel. What I mean by that is I don't know if – designing an offense to get the ball to those guys is harder than trying to just get the ball to AJ every play. Because I tell you what, other than the deep ball, which I don't know, did AJ give up on that ball? Like, I don't know, could he have made an attempt to catch that ball, that deep one, the deep shot he threw to AJ on the second series?
Yeah.
Other than that, AJ was pretty much open every time they threw the ball to him.
Yeah, I don't know how many times he was open when they didn't throw.
Slant routes and little crossing routes. Man, if we didn't have this defense, and that's why we need a defense like we need. That's why we need a defense like we need. By the way, shout out to Coach Sirianni yesterday. You know, punting the ball when we needed to punt the ball. You know, we didn't go for it.
I would have gone for it on that fourth and two.
Like, we were desperate. And you know why you can do that, Spike?
It's the defense.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why you can do that.
Take your analytics.
No, yes. But that's why you go for it. Speaking of Coach Sirianni.
Smart football.
Smart football.
Here was Coach Sirianni after the game.
Hey, listen. You earn the right to play in games like this because of what we've been doing all year. And you'll earn the right to get more of these. All right? Really good, though. Hey, the 4-minute, the backed up, all really good. We had some guys. Everybody made a contribution today. We're working tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're working tomorrow.
Get to work tomorrow.
We got a lot to be thankful for. That's right.
That's my coach right there. We're working tomorrow. Say your coach. Matt.
Big Red be like, see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
I remember when Victory Monday was actually Victory Monday.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they said, working tomorrow? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
what?
Like, hold on.
We're doing
tomorrow?
What?
They're
hold
saying
on?
Yeah to everything. Yeah. You could have said whatever.
Wait a minute. Tomorrow's after the game? After the day after the game? All right.
They get the right to work. Now, do they earn the right to play in the Panthers game or just the Ravens game that's already on the schedule? That's try to clear that up. Maybe Ellie can get in there.
What he means by when he says you earned a right to play in games like this is that your record is so good that you've earned a right for this to be a big game. In other words, if they were 5-6 coming into that game, it wouldn't be a big game.
Yeah, that was the game yesterday.
Yeah, that was the game of the day yesterday.
That was the game on the schedule.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Jack. You got to hang with Coach, man. He's got pearls of wisdom.
Yep.
Speaking of Coach Sirianni, he will speak in 25 minutes. You'll
more
hear it
pearls
here.
Of wisdom.
More pearls of wisdom. And then Donovan McNabb joins us at 4. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Never too early to book that holiday party at Chickies. Book for November or January right now. Get a party upgrade. Visit chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.